Terminal official certain, he saw girl Atlanta. Georgian Thursday, May 1st, 1913. Oak Clark, in charge of the check room at the terminal station, is convinced that the girl who created a scene there last week, when the man she was with attempted to board a train, was Mary Fagan. Clark came out today with a story that substantiates, in part at least, the story told by the two station guards who watched the couple's peculiar actions. Clark asserts that the incident occurred on Saturday rather than Friday, and the man, when he finally abandoned his trip at the girl's expostulations, went to the check room and put in his traveling bag. Clark says he remembers distinctly that the identification tag on the bag bore the mark of the National Pencil Company. New evidence is favorable to Mullinax. Further evidence favorable to Arthur Mullinax, one of the suspects held in connection with the Fagan mystery, developed today when D.W. Adams, a streetcar conductor, asserted that E.L. Centel, on whose identification Mullinax has been held, admitted immediately after the inquest that he was not sure that he saw Mullinax with Mary Fagan on Saturday night. Adams said that Centel seemed in doubt as to whether the girl with Mullinax was Mary Fagan or Pearl Robinson, Mullinax's sweetheart. It has been shown that Pearl Robinson, on Saturday night when she accompanied Mullinax to the theater, was dressed much like Mary Fagan.